Brett Hollander back here at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills. And in about 24 hours, the man on the spot for the Ravens will be their director of college scouting, Joe Ortiz, who joins us now as we do about every year. Joe, how do you feel?
Confident, good, you know, excited. I think all the guys, all the scouts did a fantastic job this year and really identified a lot of great players for us. And the coaching staff put in awesome effort, especially knowing that our season was extended by 4 good weeks. So I think a lot of work was put into this. There's a lot of players on our board, and it's a really deep draft, so we're really excited to have 12 picks in it.
It's amazing. I have to tell this story. We're broadcasting live from the Team Hotel during the week of the Super Bowl. You get in, like, the Ravens, and we have been there already for days. You get in, you know, haven't shaved, it looked like, in about 3 or 4 days. You were coming from some random game.
Right.
What game was that? That was before you arrived.
Texas versus the Nation All-Star game.
Texas versus the Nation All-Star game. You couldn't miss that. You said, that was my Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was it's funny. Of all years, I've never been to that game because we normally start our meetings either the weekend of the Super Bowl or the week after. And so I'd never gone to it, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go this year. I know it's a great event for scouts. There's a lot of good – we've had success drafting players out of that game multiple years. So I wanted to go down there and scout the players down there and just see more guys. And I said, I'm going to go this year. All the guys talk about it being great. And so of all years to pick to go, I picked the year we go to the Super Bowl. But we had a great time. It was a really fun event to be at, knowing that you're in the big game. And myself, Jody, Chad Alexander, and David Blackburn were all down there. And we had Ian Cunningham. And we had a great time down there and got to walk around with our heads up and chests out and feeling good about ourselves, knowing what we were getting ready to go do.
And for you guys, you know, this is why the Ravens are so good year in, year out. Take away the Super Bowl victory. I'm talking about the double-digit win seasons, the 5 straight years in the postseason, winning a game every year. Being in the mix every year directly stems not only from draft success, but then developing that pick.
Yeah, you know, I'd say the process Ozzie has in place is fantastic. You know, it's really a year-round process where we identify the guys in the spring. Our scouts look at all the guys in the spring and get the list together, and then we go out and do the work in the summer and the fall, get the coaches involved post combine, and they grind away, and there's a lot of voices on the players and a lot of opinions being shared, and we come to a great consensus and a great conclusion on players, and then when we get them here, they're ours, you know. And And I think our coaches take pride in the fact that they helped identify the players we like, and they want to develop them. And John and his staff do a great job developing the players and giving them the things they need. And it's really fun to watch.
Ravens Director of College Scouting Joe Ortiz with us here on BAL. And Joe, I know for you and your scouts, it wasn't a catch-up process. But for Ozzie Newsome and maybe even Eric DaCosta, and certainly the coaching staff was there, a come-from-behind effect to get to this April date where you're picking players now?
You know, in terms of Ozzie and Eric, probably to a degree. Eric goes out in the fall and sees guys, and Ozzie starts looking at guys in the fall as well. But you obviously have other things going on as you're in the playoffs. And the deeper the run, the more you have to handle outside of, you know, starting to look at college players. And then certainly our coaches, you know, and not so much as to when we introduced the players to the coaches, but what they had to balance getting ready in an abbreviated session for OTAs and football school and the first mini camp. So they're having to get that stuff done with less time while they're having to do college players. And you know, and from our scouts' perspective, we've been doing the work all year, but you are at the Super Bowl, and your focus does drift a little bit. I got to be honest. You know, when you're in the playoffs, you're enjoying the games, and you're thinking about the next game as you're trying to scout all-star games and watch players too.
Before we get to some specifics about this year's draft, I have to ask you about last year's draft. I mean, the top 3 picks were all key contributors to a team that won the Super Bowl, and not one of them was a first-round pick.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
You know? That's pretty
good. It's cool, you know, and you know, I just think the way Oz builds the team, you know, we're going to take guys that we like and it's the way we set the board, and we're going to take guys we like, and we're going to stick to the board. And when you do that, you're going to get really good players and who can come in and help you. I mean, you got Ray Rice, and you take Bernard Pierce.
I was just going to say that point, because that's one where I think fans and media react. You just signed this back to this gigantic
right.
contract, and then you're taking some running back in the third
round
at Temple?
Crazy, right? You know, I mean, but he was – I mean, everyone saw what he was, and we saw it when we before we drafted him. And that's exciting, you know. And even Courtney, you know, we knew we had Paul coming back, and we had two guys we trusted as outside linebacker. Now, when we drafted Courtney, we didn't – the Suggs, that wasn't on – that wasn't out there, you know.
Right.
So we took Courtney – it worked out, you know, having Courtney, you know, with Suggs missing the first, eight games. But when we took him, we were just taking a really good football player. So, and same with KO, we just, you know. So, it's really exciting. And I think, you know, the way we supplement our team through pro free agency really helps too, you know, and fills the gap. So, it's fun how it all comes together and works out.
We'll come back with Joe Ortiz. We'll ask him about that long wait that starts early tomorrow, I am sure, and what he's doing tomorrow. Plus, we'll go through some of those names linked to the 32nd pick tomorrow. That's all coming up with Joe Ortiz here on WBAL.